That's the Carbondale Farmers Market. I walk there each Wednesday to get some greens from Aaron's Acres and to stock up on semolina sourdough from Dave at Shepherd Breads. I'm Hannah Hunt, and I just moved to the Roaring Fork Valley in May. And this is Fresh Eyes. It's an audio piece about getting to know a place by exploring what you notice and wonder about.
So how did we come to be recording here on your closet floor?
This is my friend, Gabrielle. She's visiting me from Brooklyn.
You can also call me Gabe. And we should tell everybody they can call you HH, right?
Yeah. So before I moved to Carbondale, you and I talked a lot about the things I was excited about and nervous about. I was finishing up my master's thesis in Boston at the outset of COVID, just as a country locked down and everybody put on masks. Boston felt super tense. I knew I wanted to move back home, here to Colorado. When a job came up in the Roaring Fork Valley, I jumped at the chance to head west. I'd visited Carbondale many times as a kid and knew that I loved the mountain fair, but really that was about it. I was happy to relocate to the heart of the Rockies, but at the same time, I worried about being in a small town and the sense of that small town just feeling too remote.
And I live in Brooklyn. And as you said, I came here to visit you and also to work on this audio piece. I was really excited about this idea of getting to know a place by taking all of the questions that you have about what you see and asking people instead of Google. Back home in Brooklyn, I've been trying to bushwhack a career in audio for myself, and I hoped to add this piece to my portfolio, something that I've been building while working full time. And this is really a picture of New York, at least the New York as I've known it. If you want something, you have to strive for it over time. And if you're exceptional, you might get a coveted opportunity to do a job that you love. It's really easy just to feel like one anonymous person in a sea of people that are striving for something. For so long, I have craved a move to a place with natural beauty and an outdoors culture, tall men in plaid shirts instead of skinny jeans.
You've been there for 11 years. Why haven't you moved?
I think for two reasons. I've felt scared that I would move to a smaller town, not knowing anyone, and there wouldn't be as many coffee shops or bars or concerts or ways to meet people, especially in a pandemic, when all that's shut down anyway. And I figured the best chance I had of getting a job in audio was in New York. But I'm questioning both those things. And wondering, what do you need to know about a place before you can move there?
Right. And how do you join a community once you are there? When I moved to Carbondale, of course I wanted to get to know people. I had all of these questions, like, which of the four local newspapers should I read? Do you really need to drive 35 on Catherine Store Road? What's up with that Katie and Kay sign that says Gavin is amazeballs?
Yeah, like the laws of the land. You want to know what you need to know so you can feel like you belong.
Yeah. So instead of sitting alone and wondering, or perhaps sitting alone and Googling, I wanted to take these questions to the folks of the Roaring Fork Valley.
So what was the first thing you wanted to learn about?
Well, I felt like I saw a lot of people wearing overalls around town. And I wondered, is this a trend in the Roaring Fork Valley? So I posted something to this community Facebook group called the Roaring Fork Swap to see if anyone else noticed overalls or just generally had thoughts about them. My post got an overwhelming 30 comments.
Let's take turns reading them.
Okay, here we go. I'm a farmer and I wear overalls almost every day.
I have a pair for gardening, but do not wear them around town for personal reasons. Crying laughing face emoji.
I had a guy friend living on Kauai that wore overalls. He rode a Harley.
Ugliest piece of garment in my eyes, but functional for mechanics or workers.
Wear them with pride. Still have my teen years Guess overalls from 30 years ago, and people always say they're cute.
I see a few people wear them. I personally hate them.
I wear overalls to work every day. Decided to make them a staple after working from home this spring.
Personally, I own and like overalls. But after 30 years here, I think it's somewhat contrived to associate overalls as a characteristic of the valley. Wow, HH, there's a lot there.
Of course, they could be totally right, that it is contrived. But so many people that I asked really did have a lot to share.
My overalls are They're a little oversized. They're white overalls. They're painter's overalls. My dad bought them to go into a crawl space because he needed clothes that could get dirty and he didn't really care about, and he never ended up wearing them. And I found them in his garage and said, "Oh my gosh, can I have these?" And they're Carhartt overalls. They're pretty nice overalls. You know, they're kind of heavy canvas. And they're great. I love them.
This is Hannah. She's 18. She ended up in Carbondale by accident when her car broke down on her way to Vermont. So she decided to spend her gap year here. Although her history with the Roaring Fork Valley goes way back to her grandma, who moved here in the 60s. We met at the farmer's market, where we were both wearing our overalls.
I wore my overalls to the farmer's market because I don't go to the farmer's market happens once a week. And I think that in itself kind of captures an overall day. Something about it just makes the day feel special.
The farmer's market was one of the first places that I went when I moved here. Why? Because I could see people. It's one of the few available places to gather right now. It was also one of the first places Hannah went when she moved back.
I love the peaches there. I love the empanada lady. There's a small stand that has pickles, and they have really good pickles, even though it doesn't look like much from the outside. Their pickles are insane. I love the sorbet man who I used to go to the farmer's market when I was young, and that was kind of the redeeming factor of the farmer's market for me. Everything else was just vegetables and fruits, and I was five, and I had no idea why we were there until we went to the sorbet man, and it was all worth it.
Han and I aren't the only people at the farmer's market rocking overalls.
Oh, actually, I did notice a woman at the farmer's market when I went the next week. And I remember seeing her and thinking, she was a little older, and I remember seeing her and thinking, I want to wear overalls like that when I'm older. Like, I think they're pretty timeless, and it's cool that, you know, people of any age can wear them.
What do you think the ideal overall is?
I think overalls are really nice because, similar to jeans and a t-shirt, you can just throw them on. It's simple, it's easy, except something about them has, it kind of creates its own aura almost. I think they've become a simple way to kind of capture that aura of, you know, a work clothes. You know, you feel nice and you're like, oh, I'm kind of casual, but I'm also not totally casual. I could do anything in my overalls.
I just never personally enjoyed the style of overalls. And from a comfort standpoint, I don't see them being that comfortable either. I mean, I guess you could get some style points. I guess that could be both a pro or a con, depending on your perspective on overalls.
That's Joey. He's a little skeptical about this whole overall thing. Ooh, a skeptic.
How'd you meet him?
Joey and I ran a picnic. Okay, it was a date. He agreed ahead of time to join the overall investigation. I brought along some homemade meatballs and tzatziki. Joey brought some cheese crackers and bananas.
So thanks for having me. I'm Joey Cathcart, and I grew up here, graduated from Aspen High School. I am a local.
Do you notice people wearing overalls around?
I guess overall, no pun intended, I haven't seen overalls really that prominently, to be honest.
Joey, do you own a pair of overalls?
I do not own a pair of overalls. I guess I never really had an appreciation for the look of overalls, at least on myself. Unless I was skiing.
Okay, so let's talk about, like, skiing-specific overalls.
So I guess if you have, you know, a ski-specific overall, I would term it as a bib, maybe. But I like the idea of skiing in jeans overalls.
Which might be controversial. People don't like to ski in jeans, but skiing in bib overalls. Okay, tell me about it.
Well, yeah. So, jeans, because my dad skied in jeans until I was probably, I don't know, 12 years old. And he'd still be skiing in jeans if it wasn't for my mom not approving anymore. I could see, like, doing a Highlands Bowl descent in a pair of jean overalls with a straw hat in late April would be amazing.
Would that get wet?
Yeah, probably. It might get a little wet, but hopefully if you are wearing jeans, you aren't planning on falling much. now that I think about it, I mean, overalls really are a pretty like versatile piece of attire. You can work in them. You could ski in them. You could garden in them. You could hang out. I don't know. You could wear them all over the place. After this conversation, if I'm not skiing in overalls by the end of the year, then I've done something wrong with my life.
Totally. You and me both.
Thanks, Joey. Okay, so we've got Joey plotting his first overall adventure. Then just a few miles down valley in Glenwood Springs, I got some intel from a woman whose business is overalls. Things were bustling around her store, Treads, and you might hear some street noise or the kid practicing drums next door.
My name is Erin Zielinski. Our stores, we actually have two of them. We have Treads, and right next door we have Toad & Co. Glenwood Springs. And I own both of them with my husband, John. And this is what we've done for about the last 12 years.
Erin came to the Roaring Fork Valley in 1992, planning to stay just for a season. She's still here and thriving.
Well, I saw you made a post about overalls, and overalls have a special place in my heart because I love to be comfortable, and I love to be kind of quirky. But it's just a great way to kind of show a little bit of whimsy.
So I have been noticing people wearing overalls. Is that something that you have noticed outside of your store?
You know, actually, no. I don't see them often. But like I said, I sell a lot of them. I don't know where people are wearing them, maybe just around the house. But I think that there is a lot of love for the overalls.
Any surprises of who's buying overalls in your store?
It is all ages and, you know, all kind of styles. Like, you see people that you're like, oh, you're really cool and quirky, and then you get people who are like all about the cash and they aren't styling them at all, they're just wearing them comfortably. So I think it's just it's a pretty broad spectrum. You know, we've always tried to keep a real eye on things that are comfortable and classic for Colorado, and it's just a way that we can do a job that helps us bring comfort to our community.
Great. And overalls is a piece of that.
Heck yeah.
What do you look for in an overall?
You want to have good proportion so they give shape without being too baggy but not binding. You know, they can hide kind of maybe a little bit of a food belly situation that's happening from a week of overindulging. They show that you don't take yourself too seriously.
Do you remember your first pair of overalls?
I remember, actually, this would have been in probably the early 90s. I got a pair of overalls that I actually had altered so that the legs wouldn't be quite as wide and they would be a little bit more like fitted. And then I got a pair of short alls that summer that I wore incessantly.
Will you describe the overalls that you're wearing? And I'm so glad that you're wearing them.
So these are made by Toad & Co. They are a green twill, kind of traditional overall with a five pocket styling, and I've got them cuffed at the ankles and paired it with a little off-white kind of lacy t-shirt and some little gold booties, just because, you know, zhuzh it up a little bit. I'm a connoisseur of the overall. A lot of love for the double strap.
Right.
Yeah, there's a lot of love for overalls around here.
Yeah, but anyone who's worn overalls knows they can be a little risky.
Well, it has never actually happened to me, at least that I know of, but I don't know what I would do. It sounds like a dilemma.
You know, you just go and do what you normally do, and you don't really think about it. You hear that clink, and you're like, ah. And then you're stuck.
Drops in the toilet. Probably be grossed out and continue on with the day. I guess it depends what toilet. Ugh.
You can't do anything. You have to put those back on. You only do it once, usually, unless you're inebriated, and then sometimes it can be a reoccurring thing.
Do you wash it off in the sink?
Yes, that's what the only, but that's, you know.
And then, like, go change?
As soon as possible, but it never happens at home. I think that's pretty telling in itself. I don't know that anybody that was worn overalls knows exactly what happened.
Right. Man, that happened to me so much as a kid.
Gabe, don't let that stop you from wearing overalls. I got some tips from Carbondale's very own expert. Not only is she a seamstress, but she has her own collection. If anyone knows the clothes of Carbondale, it's her.
So what does an overall collection consist of? Like, how many different kinds of overalls are there?
Oh, you have no idea. There are velveteen, corduroy, denim, linen, Hawaiian print, khaki. She has them all. I went to see what she knew about the trend of overalls in the Roaring Fork Valley. I told her I'd seen some overalls around town and wondered what she had to say about that.
So what did she say?
Well, the first thing she did was dig through her closet and try on her collection. I think she has something like 30 pairs. If anyone knows how to wear overalls, it's this lady.
Okay, so what's the secret to rocking overalls?
Okay, she gave me 3 rules. 1, the fit. The legs should not be too tight. They should be flowy. 2, the material. The fabric should be kind of drapey. She says the stiffer the fabric, the uglier it is. 3, the styling. Pair the overalls with a tight top. She recommends a bandeau around your bosom. She says men in overalls, not sexy. Women, sexy. And for the little kids, she thinks it's cutest when they go shirtless.
Well, there you have it. I gotta say, though, I find a man in overalls to be pretty good looking.
Yeah, there's a lot of possibilities.
Wait, so are overalls a trend in the Valley?
Well, there are certainly a lot of people out here that wear overalls, but there doesn't appear to be a strong correlation.
Do you think you kind of wanted Carbondale to love overalls as much as you do?
Yeah, maybe this whole investigation is biased, but it's been great to make a lot of fellow overall friends along the way. Actually, getting to connect with people about a silly question, that was the best part.
I think it's pretty special that so many people here took on your question in all these different ways.
Regardless of my findings, or lack thereof, I didn't find any good reason not to wear overalls. They're functional, versatile, comfortable, stylish, maybe even sexy.
People were so game to talk to you. There was also something that Erin, the shop owner, said about meeting you on the swap. That it connects people who wouldn't otherwise connect.
Yeah, sharing these questions has introduced me to people and this place in pretty new ways. And who knows, maybe other people will feel the same. So Gabe, how have you been able to get to know Carbondale so far?
Oh my gosh. Okay, here are some of my favorite things. Outdoor activities are such a big part of the daily life here. They're how you get to know the landscape, and also people, too. And people are friendly. Whether we're running, biking, driving, or floating by, we wave at each other. In Brooklyn, people don't always wave back. And beauty is everywhere here. Our moonlit walk on White Hill. That spot on the Rio Grande Trail that smells like beeswax and honey. The way the mountains make me feel expansive and humbled. I just keep thinking, could I live here?
I think you come to a new town with ideas about a place, and maybe some fears. I'm curious, and I wanted to put my questions in dialogue with this place, as it is. Through conversation, maybe we'll both get to experience a facet of what's all around us.
Yeah, people got on the lookout for overalls around town. They dug up their collections and memories. And even Joey, a skeptic, was inspired to try them out. Like, the things you notice, you know, the questions that you ask, have ripples.
And so far, a lot of people here seem up for that.
Yeah.